Okay, this says me rewatching the story I made to make him jealous, but he cut me off instead. I mean, yeah, we already know what time it is with you, lady. You got tattoos on your hand. I ain't gonna say you for the streets. I'm gonna say you for the back of the club trash can. You know that big dumpster in the back? That's what you for. Yeah, playing games don't work when you're dealing with a stand-up, respectable dude. I'm sure she used to mess with F boys, and they'll play games back and go back and forth and still, come over that night. But when you're dealing with a respectable guy, he just gonna leave you. You trying to play them internet social media games, he just gonna bounce and leave you looking stupid like you usually do. What set y'all think she claim with that tattoo on her hand?
And this is exactly why I tell y'all to unfollow girls when y'all get out of a relationship, mute them, don't pay attention to shit they doing, because most of the shit they post is strictly for you to see just to get up under your skin.
No, don't mute them. Just completely unfollow them and block them. I don't want to keep up with you. See, if you keep her on your social media, you might be tempted to check in on her, see how she doing. No, don't give a damn how she doing. She ain't with you, it don't matter. And you shouldn't want her to check up on you to see how you doing. Now she's somebody that you used to know. You know the jam. Now you're just somebody that I used to know. Somebody. Somebody.
Single men without children are worth, on average, $57,000 in terms of their personal wealth, whereas single women without children are worth $65,000. So they're doing better than not only single women with children and single men with children, but also single men without children.
Wow. Congratulations.
Woo, they're making $7 more thousand. Like, you gotta be kidding me with this stuff. So you think just because somebody makes $64,000 a year that they're happier or they're overall more successful in life in general? What is success? Depending on who you ask. I bet those single men making $57,000 are happier than them women making $64,000. With no husband and no kids? Is that $7 more thousand worth having an empty life and being a soulless drone going to some job that don't care about you? The way this woman trying to frame it, yes. But we all know the answer is no. And guess what? I bet that guy that's making $57,000 has way more investments and savings than that woman making $64,000. That woman probably $30,000 in debt. When men don't have women and children, we spend minimal money. We happy with the studio apartment with the lawn chair and the PlayStation set up. Most of us. That dude probably living off $30,000 and investing $27,000. That woman going in debt trying to buy Gucci and Louis and have a fancy car so she can impress her friends and look like she a boss chick. And she miserable when she come home to that empty house. Crying, scrolling on Instagram, seeing other people in relationships with a glass of wine. So miss me with this facade.
They seem to be, at least in this demographic, by far outpacing their counterparts. There's not a lot of clear explanations for why single women without kids would be outpacing single men. I mean, my take here is that I think there's a certain personality type that's probably more geared towards prioritizing career, prioritizing that over having kids.
Yeah, a stone cold bitch.
I need the whole loaf. The whole mother.
I got my own place. I make my own money.
You're so bossy and domineering.
Don't let me catch you out this house without a gun.
This area is real dangerous. I almost drowned.
I'll die for this.
Next time I'm gonna bring my snorkel in here.
Let her bitch try it. She not gonna catch you here. She gonna catch you.
I mean, there's really no point in doing this on either side. A person gonna do what they wanna do. If they wanna cheat, they gonna cheat. You could put a tracker on their car, put one of them spying apps on their phone. If they wanna do it, they gonna do it. You might as well move on with your life. Remember, fellas, you can't force a 304 to be a housewife by taping a trespassing sign on her cooch.
You guys dress up and go out to seek validation from men.
No, I honestly, if I have my tits out, like, I'm feeling myself. Like, I don't want that for no men. Like, if I'm, I like myself. Like, I'm, you know what I mean? Like.
Yeah. All right, cop. What about you?
I can't help but reminisce about Coolio's Gangsta Paradise when I see this bro. I don't know why. Why do you have to be half exposed to feel good about yourself? That's pathetic. It actually would be less damning if you just said, yeah, I'm trying to get attention from God so I can get a man, a husband or something, so I can start a family. Even though that's not the right way to go about it, at least it would be somewhat of a righteous, purpose. You're not walking around with a mirror in front of your face looking at your boobs and how good they look to feel good about yourself. You're doing it so other people could look at them.
I dress for myself, but if men like it, then that's just an extra bonus.
So you dress up, you go to work to buy things just to come out and like it for yourself?
I dress because I feel good, and then if guys like it, then that's just extra.
Did you know that I can see you?
Do you know what I'm trying to say?
No.
They know for a fact that wearing skin-tight pants and halter tops and low-cut shirts is going to make men look at them as X objects, because that's how they want to be seen. Well, by the top 20%, of course. The bottom 80% are creeps if they see them like that.
Do you feel good in your pajamas?
100% I do.
Why don't you wear your pajamas out then?
Because, let's be honest.
Gotcha, bitch!
I find real funny, men love half-naked women on the internet. Mm-hmm. They love liking, commenting, following, supporting, all types of half-naked women on the internet. And no shade. You know, if you're a woman who likes to post things like that, do you. That's fine. It's just not my thing. The most exposed thing that I have is a bikini.
Got the breath. Wait a minute.
And it's not even that much. But let it be your woman that starts to do that. Now it's an issue.
Yeah, because I want you to be the mother of my children. I want you to be that classy representative for us and our family. The women I'm liking on social media, I'm just jerking to. The women I'm liking on social media, I just got my joystick in my hand having a good time. I'm not going to marry those women. I'm not taking those women home to meet my mother. Those women aren't going to be raising my daughter or son. Basic logic and common sense just, it flies over women's heads a lot of the time.
If she's like genuinely trying to learn and comprehend human decency, that's the look you're going to get out of her. It's going to be that shit.
I don't understand. Why was it cool when she did it? And now it's not cool because I'm your girl?
It's not cool when you do it because you're the woman I'm going to have to take a bullet for.
Y'all talk about how you would never take that girl seriously. You would never support her. You would never respect a woman who does that. But you have absolutely no problem being a thirst bucket, following her, commenting on all of her stuff, liking all of her posts. You have no problem doing that? I don't understand.
Yeah, fellas, don't give them any validation on social media. No likes, no commenting. Just screenshot it so it don't help her algorithm if you want to put it in the spank bank.
Men give way better relationship advice than women. They do. They just really do. And the reason I say that is because men, for one, they doing the stuff. And then two, it's black and white with dudes. Like, it's real black and white. Like, for instance, like, when we go ask our girlfriends, like, Kiki and Nina, and I'm like, yeah, you know, I was texting this dude, whatever. You know, I ain't talked to him in, like, a week or 2 weeks. Like, he ain't hit me back. Like, I don't know what's going on. He said he wasn't feeling well, and I ain't been talking to him. It's going on a month. You know, we would try to analyze this shit. We were delusional than a muff.
I'm pregnant.
What the fuck you telling me for?
What?
But they don't analyze anything the nice guy doing. You ever notice that? They don't sit and have conversations about the nice guy. The dude who would definitely be a good husband and a good father. Those guys ain't worth talking about. But the dude who ain't text you back in 2 weeks, we gonna pull out the chalkboard and the white coats for him, though. You gonna pull out the white coats and the beakers for that. Try to do a science experiment to figure out what's going on with that.
He shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments. Allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat if you spot the heat around the corner.
Am I the most attractive girl in the world? No. But do I have a great personality? Also no. But do I wake up every morning and try and be the best person I can be? No.
It doesn't matter if she's the head of astrophysics or if she's the head of giving head on 4th and Broadway. It doesn't matter, dude. It's the same shit.
I want to build a life. I want a future. Sick of it. Tired of it.
We're saying no to coffin dates. We're saying no to buffer dates. We're saying no to walks in a park.
How much money does a guy need to date you?
About like 100K.
100,000. At least 100K a month.
200,000 a month.
Probably well over 400K.
500 grand at the least on the figures.
Like 1 million, 2 million.
But minimum
at least 6 foot.
Coming to be under 6 months.
What height is too short for a guy?
Anything under 6 foot.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.